Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're having a great time so far. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. It's only going to get better for our Father's Day dinner a little bit later on tonight after we get done here at 6 o'clock. Mike Bell, what are we going to get from our Braves, man, in this home stretch here against the Rockies?
Well, so far we got Snicker brain farting with his lineup.
You don't like it.
I agree with Mark Bowman. I don't know why Verdugo is in this lineup. I mean, yikes. Unless his spidey sense feels he's due for something, because Lord knows it can't be any colder than it has been the month of May into June. But that aside, yeah, I mean, guys, I just don't think that some Braves fans grasp the seriousness of the situation when you're 15 games back and the team that's in first place has one of the richest owners in baseball.
And is not afraid to do anything.
They're not going backwards, kids. You know, and if they do, they'll spend their way out of it. You still got to hit and pitch. I get it. But I just think this is a different dynamic than what we were used to in years past when the Braves were able to surmount leads in 21, 22, for instance.
That's right. He's right, though. This is more of a mental game than it is whether or not these guys can actually do it. I just feel like, though, we're spoiled. And, Mike, this is my issue and what I've been dealing with when I'm talking to Braves fans. And, you know, we're going back and forth, and I'm getting frustrated because I'm saying, look, every year is different. And everybody always wants to just immediately default to we did it in 21. We did it in 23. Like, they want to make this year that, and it's just not. This is a different team. I know some of the fundamental pieces are here, the core group, but it doesn't work that way. And so when I say yes, but I have not seen over the amount of games that we've played thus far, right? We're over a third of the way through the season, that this team can respond the way those teams did. And we haven't had stretches that those teams had.
No.
Guys, we went on 8, 9, 10 game win streaks. Those teams were different. And so until we do those things, and that's why I said this series is huge, let's start with the Rockies. Let's beat up on these guys. They're terrible, 13-55 on the year. They're coming in here. They're not going to lay down. Some of these guys are playing for future contracts, and you know, they may not even be with the Rockies next year. But the fact is, they're going to come in here, and they already beat us in a game at their place.
But this goes back to when you said, how do we do it tonight? I mean, Bryce Elder, don't give up 3 runs in the first inning.
Well, that's a start.
You know what I mean? Let's just he's one of those guys that, you know, if you're going to get him early. You heard that a million times. But he's just got to be dialed in, make good decisions, good location, trust your fielders, balls, contact, you know, all that stuff. But please, just don't – you cannot backslide against the worst team in baseball. Because Carl and I, if you're just getting in your car right now, guys and girls, we were saying earlier, the lowest of the low, blowing a 6-run lead against the Diamondbacks, 7 runs in the top of the ninth. Check that. The lowest of the low, getting swept by the Giants with 2 pass balls / wild pitches. If you lose to these guys,
this is the lowest.
Lose 2 out of 3 to the worst team in baseball, that would be the a new low.
It would be. No doubt about
how
it.
How low can you go?
404-726-0929. That is our text line. You can hit us up as well and follow us on social media, guys. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. We've got plenty more to dive into. Steve Coonan's on the way in about 25 minutes. Stay right there. But right now, let's talk some dogs. Look, I know nobody likes kickers until you like kickers. But Georgia gets a commit from the number one kicker in the class of 2026, Mike. How big is this?
You got to have one. I mean, you know, it's like electricity. You don't think about it until it's not there. And like when Youngway Koo went kaput for us, remember how bad he was at times this year? I mean, a guy that was all of a sudden money, now all of a sudden you can't even remotely trust him.
Missed the most field goals of anybody this year, in the last season in the NFL.
And that's when we brought in Krieg to try to see if he could win the job from the give him Germany.
Yeah. He, by the way, saw him the other day on Wednesday when we were up there. Not saw him, personally. Watching him kick, they were going through their drills.
He's a bigger guy physically.
Well, it seems like he's an athlete. He's got a great leg. Mike, here's my issue, and I'm just telling you guys now, when you see him at camp, I don't know if he's got accuracy. He can kick it. But I don't know what his accuracy is like. But here's the bigger picture is there's competition.
Well, maybe. And look, and if Youngway Koo gets healthy, okay. The problem was there's not many teams that could find that, you know, decent kicker to plug in because they're all journeymen at that point. And all the guys that are – Carl, when your kicker gets hurt, everyone you're looking for is a stiff. He's out there on the float for a reason. So that's something that, you know, certainly Kirby has not had to worry about. Now, look, Georgia fans love Rodrigo Blankship. He aggravated the hell out of me. Because for all of the big moments, there was a lot of inconsistency there, too.
It was the goggles or the glasses, right? Everybody loved the goggles.
Right,
and the
but still, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, and in the pros, he's been a mixed bag. That's why he's waiting for another job.
Yeah, they also got a commit from the number one punter. So the number one kicker in 2026 and the number one punter.
Guess what? Our special teams will be elite.
Well, look, you got to flip the field sometimes. You got to play the field position.
Right.
And you got to be able to kick field goals. Several dogs, by the way, land on the field. Steel 2025 preseason All-American team. And I was looking at this, and Day-Day, I want to bring you into this real quick. It looks like, okay, pretty good list. But this doesn't feel like it did a few years ago, does it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm comparing it to.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those rosters where, you've got some good dogs on there, as they like to say, but it just – Georgia Kirby, he has had some very monstrous rosters. Let's just be honest. I mean, look at the NFL draft and look at all the guys that he's been able to put into the league over the past few seasons. And
where's the Trayvon Walker, Jalen Carter?
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, Nolan.
That's alpha dog.
Yeah, like you just don't see those names. Now, there are a lot of guys that people are expecting to jump up this year and kind of take that leap. Especially some of those guys going into their second year, your K.J. Bolden, so who is on the list?
Probably the transfers at wide receiver might be the most impactful if you can protect them.
Yeah,
I know I ask you this all the time. I just don't know what this O-line's going to be.
Yeah, and that's obviously everyone says that's the biggest question for the Dogs. Like, can they're replacing what? Four starting offensive linemen. So
who weren't exactly all that great to begin with. If we're honest.
Okay, so let's talk about that because they have seven players that have been selected by Phil Steele, one of the all-time best guys. If you don't read his stuff, he's been doing this a long time. Preseason All-American team. Corner, linebacker, long snapper, defensive tackle, Christian Miller, who we spent time talking about, K.J. Bolden, who just mentioned, safety. Peyton Woodring, he's a kicker. There are no offensive players on the preseason All-American team, at least according to Phil Steele. So there are no offensive linemen, no skill position guys, and certainly your quarterback is not on this list. That, to me, is alarming.
You know what I would say to that?
What?
What? I mean, that's
– it's alarming,
right? But that goes back – that's why when Georgia fans get mad at us, we're not being negative, we're just saying – there was a time and place, 21, 22, 23, where you were that team because of the depth, and you were able to keep everybody. Ohio State and Michigan won titles because they were able to keep that depth. I'm concerned about the O-line. I don't know. I mean, look, the transfers were highly touted at wide receiver, and hopefully they pay off. You know, Frazier we think is a good running back, certainly. But it's to me, you're right. The offense, there's a lot. That tells you a lot. And I'm not saying, like, you guys, well, who's Phil Steele? Well, Phil Steele's kind of the gospel when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
You're going to poo-poo that.
Well, he talks to everybody. Look, again, all of this is going into the season. It obviously can change. But I would like to have a few of those guys. There are a ton of SEC teams, Mike, that do. Alabama's got a few All-American, preseason All-American guys on this team.
Right.
And I'm going, well, where are the Georgia offensive guys? There are none, at least not right now.
If we were going back to the old divisions, which we're not, you could argue that Billy Napier's got the best quarterback.
He might.
You know, I mean, I know we're not. It's all cumulative now, all the teams together. But that's why, look, we're not saying Gunnar Stockton can't do it. Just don't know. just like it's funny, people outside Atlanta, would, as we said yesterday, if you didn't hear the show, you guys are really high on Penix. Well, we are close to it, but still, three games is does not make a guy immediately a rock solid, you know he's going to kill it, you know, quarterback. We're hoping. And I think the same thing's applicable to Gunnar Stockton based on his small sample size.
Meanwhile, Georgia Tech guys, big news as the athletic budget has gone up almost $20 million.
How about that?
The school's Board of Trustees voted Thursday, that was yesterday, to approve the department's budget for 2026, the fiscal year. It's going to go up to about $159 million. That's an increase from $137. Now, the crazy thing is, Mike, you go, yeah, this is great. A majority of that increased budget is going to go towards revenue sharing with athletes. Mm. After everybody, and I said this, the infrastructure has to be there. All these schools are like, yeah, this is great. You better prepare yourself. House versus NCAA settlement approved June 6th. That's going to allow schools to pay athletes starting July 1st. So you say Georgia Tech's budget went up, but understand $20.5 million of that is going towards paying those kids.
Hey, it's good to see Georgia Tech, as we say all the time, everybody on the same page, one vision. Hate to lose Jay Batt as the athletic director, but that's a good sign, though. He left some money in the coffer, right? Obviously.
Yes.
To get the budget where it is. Real quick, one last college football note. Are you a man of routines?
Yes, very.
Very specific, very structured?
Yes.
Needless to say, Nick Saban would be one of those guys. You figure he is. Dan Lanning went on Greg McElroy's podcast, Always College Football, and said the one thing he took from, of all the things he learned from his time as an assistant when Kirby was over there at Bama, is about Saban sticking to everything. Everything is on schedule with military precision, and nothing changes. So you create that structure, and you see it through. He basically says that, you know, when you got a problem, he goes, well, I'm going to meet with this possession group at this time, and if that's next thing you know, 1:45 is when he meets with the corners. 2 o'clock, he's in every room doing all that stuff as a coach. First off, you got to have your hands in everything. But basically, Lanning said the one thing he took from Saban is that, like, literally military-like devotion to structure.
Kirby does the same thing.
Exactly right.
Kirby, for those who don't know, does the same thing. And I don't mean, like, exactly.
Saban also said, if you saw that, if we didn't talk about it last week, that Kirby beat him to the punch to hire Lanning as the D.C.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that. Yeah, look, I think everybody knew Lanning was going to be a star in the making. It was just a matter of was he going to get an opportunity and where.
Right.
But, yeah, man, look, I think the most successful coaches, and I want you guys to think about this, whether it was Lombardi, whether it is a guy like Pat Riley, when you talk to people who played either for these great coaches,
right,
they had structure. And structure for everybody is different. But I think that's important, Mike. And here's the other thing. As the faces change, especially in college football, the structure doesn't. It's why Saban was able to maintain and continue to win. A lot of times, coaches try to do the structure around the players that are coming in, not having the structure set. Doesn't matter what you look like or where you come from.
Right.
Saban, you came into his situation, and you followed the structure. And I think that's why he was so successful. And it's also why I think Kirby is.
Right.
But Lanning sharing that doesn't surprise me because I think a lot of those guys that left and have, you know, the coaching tree is huge now, understand how important that is, especially as a head coach. These guys are maneuvering a lot, man.
Right on.
They are. Hey, man, coming up, Guy Talk, Mike, what do we have coming up?
Hey, man, we'll head up to Woodmont, Oakmont, whatever the hell it is. I don't like the course.
You hate this course.
I don't. It's just not fun to watch these guys look like us out there. But maybe you'll enjoy watching. You know what? If you're an angry, miserable person, you enjoy watching the pros suffer.
It's
anyway,
not fun.
We'll look at the leaderboard. Also coming up, which wackadoodle wide receiver now is facing manslaughter charges? Three guesses. Rhymes with Antonio Brown. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where the players play. What a beautiful Friday in paradise, guys. We're over here at the perimeter. We are basically at, this is Ashford Dunwoody? Right here, man, at the Lazy Dog. What a great restaurant, by the way. Carl and I mentioned at the top of the hour. My first time here, Carl. Great cocktails.
Yeah.
We had this maple bacon. We took pictures up at Mike Bell ATL. A maple bacon old fashioned. Yum, 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 yum. And look at, by the way, Tinker, he's eating, are those fried deviled eggs?
Yeah.
There you go.
Incredible.
You and I did the cheese and bacon biscuits.
Incredible.
Slim, by the way, has had three plates. Slim, man, eat, my God, man. They're starving in China. Anyway, we're hanging out here till 6, and then we got our contest winners for the Father's Day promotion here at the Lazy Dog, which, again, they've been really gracious. Thanks to Atoy, the manager, who's given us some love today. All right, real quick, Carl. The U.S. Open's underway, and there's a man from South Africa leading right now. I'm not sure if he's got to say it. Diplomatic immunity. I know it's easy and lazy, but we do it every time. Tristan Lawrence, he is a 5-under, 2-under on the day. And he is only through 5, so we need to make some hay. J.J. Spahn, the journeyman PGA Tour member with one win in his career, is even par today, so he's at 4-under.
He's not come off the lead, though. He's not blown.
Well, he's looking up now. He's looking up by a stroke at the South African, but he's hanging it.
I didn't think he could shoot even par again.
Right.
And he's right now through 11. He is.
Sam Burns, number 22 in the world from LSU. He's 5-under today. That's what he shot. Shot a 65. How about them apples?
Big.
So he's a 3-under. Victor Hovland, 2-under today. So Victor making some moves. There's not a lot of the guys you're used to seeing, Carl, up there. Brooks Koepka was 4-over today. Xander Schauffele shot even par. He's 2-over. A lot of the guys like John Rahm have really been grinding. He was 5-over today, shot a 75. He's 4-over for the tournament. And you and I talked about it earlier. Did you see what happened to Justin Thomas today?
No.
He's got a 22-foot putt. I want to say it's on number 10. He 4-putts.
What?
Double bogey.
Ooh.
He knocks a 3-footer. It lips out. Coming back the other way, lips out. And dare I say, he was dropping some stuff you can't hear on TV.
Yeah, well, look, that's been the problem. Even if you're in position to score, most of the times, if you've watched any of these first two rounds, they'll finish it, obviously, final round to be on Father's Day.
Right.
But I think, Mike, that's been the most frustrating thing. Even when you're in position to score, you almost have to hit the perfect putt. If you don't, it flies by the hole.
Right.
And to your point, now you're coming back at it. And if it's downhill, these greens are super fast. It's been a B, man.
Right now the cut is 7-over. We're talking about that with Day-Day earlier, our producer. Bryson DeChambeau is 2-over. He's at number 9, 5-over for the tournament. Phil Mickelson, Carl, at 1-over today. He's about to make the turn. So we'll see if some of these guys can crank it up.
He might have a shot.
Yep.
I mean, like to get in the mix.
He's going to make the cut.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good news. And then Rory McIlroy. three over today through nine, seven over.
He might be done.
Yep, so we'll see. As I said, now the cut, yeah, at seven. Rory is right now making the cut, but a lot of the biggest names in the planet are really struggling, which is a testament to just how difficult this course is. It's funny because Day-Day, Damian, our producer, was asking, why do they do it like this? Just kind of been the U.S. Open's prerogative. I think, Carl, jump in on this. I was explaining how everybody in the majors tried to tiger-proof, you know, 25 years ago. And so it's just kind of a further extension of that mindset, I guess.
It is. And look, part of this problem, or it's not even a problem, part of the challenge for the four majors now is the equipment is outpacing these courses.
Right.
So, again, you go back 20 years ago, nobody's hitting the ball 350 yards on drives. If you had a 300-yard drive, you were hitting it far.
Well, especially when you're hitting with persimmon woods.
Correct. Right. Now, this equipment, Mike, the irons, everything is outpacing these courses. So how do we make these courses more difficult? The balls. I know some of you guys don't play. Balls make a difference, and I literally mean that. Like you can get 20 more yards or 10 more yards or 15 more yards out of the ball that you play with. And these guys, Mike, their clubs and the balls that they play with is down to precision.
Right.
That's how they can be so accurate with these clubs. Either way, that's part of the reason why I think they're making it as difficult.
Right. Now, Portrush, as we mentioned, that's where the British Open will be. That's why the Masters is kind of just so perfect. You know, it's just, you know, you can move the tee boxes back, you can tighten things up, and move some things around, but, you know, the essence of the course is still the same. It really comes down to the weather. If you get some rain, softens the greens, maybe you have some low scores. Hey, man, did you hear about Antonio Brown? Apparently, last month, there was some doofus influencer that had some celebrity boxing match. Antonio Brown was in attendance, and apparently he had a beef with some other dudes that goes back a ways. The guy that was the alleged shooting victim said he's known Antonio Brown since 22. They got two shell casings. Didn't have a gun on Antonio Brown when they questioned him. That's why he got to go home. But now, charges related to a shooting outside a celebrity boxing match in Miami. Warrants are out there. Charges as attempted second-degree murder with a $10,000 bond, which isn't really much if you're talking about shooting a weapon.
I agree.
It could be a lot higher.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this is just some people at, you know, City Hall leaning on the captain. Riggs, Murtaugh, go pick up Antonio Brown. I'm getting too old for this spit. But anyway, but 10 grand for popping some caps is a bit light.
Can I ask you this, though? Why is this cat still making himself, you know?
Because he's got no self-discipline, man. He needs a counselor. I mean, I don't want to crack wise about mental health because we know you can't do that anymore. It's serious. But he needs help. Dude needs some serious help.
Yeah.
It's a better people in his world.
No doubt. I mean, we knew he was crazy, though, and I'm saying it. I don't give a damn. When he took them pads off and walked off the field,
yes,
right?
No,
we were like, he crazy.
Right.
He's crazy as hell. I know there's something wrong with this dude.
And then Tom Brady basically opens up his home to you, brings you up there to New England, brings you to Tampa Bay, and you start talking trash about his wife.
Giselle, right?
He's a classless dude, man. And, you know, we interviewed him back in the day when he was still could moderately keep it together. But just kind of just sad. I don't know where this is going to go. Either way, they do have some witnesses that say he was pow-pow at this event.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know where this goes, but I do know this. You keep going down this road, and it's not going to be long before you're in the clink for a long time.
You ain't lying. Hey, man, it's Father's Day, and we were talking earlier about our favorite, you know, dad's athletes and Father's Day recollections, and we have our big Father's Day dinner coming up here at Lazy Dog. Now, again, you guys can come and hang and watch the show, then a little bit later, patio is going to be a private event for our contest winners. Looking forward to it. I'm a big car guy. I had to chuckle when I saw this yesterday. Cadillac on pole. Americans rocking out the front row for the first time since Carroll Shelby and those Ford GTs back in the old days that Ford versus Ferrari is based on. Not sure the Cadillac will be able to hang in traffic and slipstream over the course of 24 hours, but one of my dad's favorite events, we used to watch as kids, is Le Mans. What was your dad's favorite car? What was your dad's whip?
He was a Cadillac guy. We had a black Cadillac. We called it Blackie.
Nice.
And you couldn't mess with it. You couldn't touch it. I wasn't able to drive. I'm a kid. But my oldest brother was like, Dad, am I going to be able to drive this? No. and he washed it literally every – I remember this like yesterday.
Right.
Every Sunday. And he'd wash that thing, and like you'd be like, can I help? No, I'm good. Like, he didn't want you to touch it. It was a beautiful car, but that was his ride, man. That was like, I think, Mike, I don't know if it was. I never really asked him about this, but like, that was the car that, you know, as a kid, you're like, if I ever get a chance to get one. And I think when he got an opportunity to get that Cadillac, that was the ride.
Yeah, man. My dad, I've mentioned this a million times on the radio. My dad's, his baby was a 1970 white with gold trim Oldsmobile 442 for car guys with the Hurst shifter. And that was the sled car we would drive to Indy and down to Daytona. And that same thing. By the way, when I was a kid, remember Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off? Carl, I think I must put four coats on that car one day. Like, I mean, but unlike mowing the lawn, working on the car was always fun.
It was.
Love, you know, detailing the car.
It was. And I need to say this because this is a detail that I left out, Mike, and I just looked it up. It was the Cadillac with that tire in the back of the
tire
truck.
For show, not for go.
Correct. That right. was the one. Yeah. Mid-80s? Somewhere
yeah,
around
yeah.
there?
My grandmother, mid-80s? My grandmother had the Fleetwood Brougham. And I said, oh, the Fleetwood Brougham. My Nana would say, Carl, no, honey, it's the Fleetwood Brougham d'Elegance.
Yeah.
But in the old days, we called that the...
The Seville.
Yeah. A slang word for the Italians. But anyway, that was the tire on the back. You would have a hook, a Day-Day, with a little... You'd pull that, and the tire would release, and the truck would open up. I love those Cadillacs. That's what I'm looking for. They have a concept Cadillac that's a four-door convertible. Now, I don't know if they're ever going to bring this to market.
Ooh.
They had this in one of the auto shows. That I would love to get back. I had the Cadillac XLR. I had the XLR-V. I'm a Cadillac guy. But anyway,
did they stop making those?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I still regret selling that thing.
Do you?
Because you don't see cars that look like that.
No.
It was a very unique look. It was tight. But anyway, my grandfather, guys ask me all the time, how'd you become a Corvette guy? That was my grandfather. My grandfather's Corvette when I was 5 years old, 73. 73 powder blue with the pipes. So, I mean, that's why we're car guys, but Father's Day, I think that connects. Day-Day, what about you, man? What was Dad's whip?
So he had a 73 Pontiac Grand Prix.
Ooh.
Still has it to this day.
No way.
Yeah, still rolls. He doesn't drive it often, but still has it parked in his garage, and I love that car, man. Like, so, you know, for me, that was like his version of the General Lee. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, because that thing
right.
moved, man.
Well, and to your point, like, there were features. I know we take this for granted now because
right.
of where we are in 2025. But that was the first car I remember, like, leather.
The smell.
The Cadillac. And it had, wait for it, power windows.
Mm.
And that was like, what?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, simple stuff like that. That's what I remember about that car.
Right.
And it rode smooth. I'm not even going to lie. It rode
smooth. That was the thing. The fleet. Oh, man. Nana would take us to Adventure Island. Giddy up, man. That was the water park in Tampa. Anyway, yeah, the 73 Stingray. I'm like, that's how I felt. That's why, yeah, Corvette guy. Thanks to Grandpa. Hey, man, you guys can hit us up at Put 'Em Up. C Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. Because we were talking earlier about your dad's favorite athlete. Hit us up. What was your dad's whip? What was your dad's ride when you were a kid, man? Coming up, though, we're going to talk to a guy who's, again, got a team, which a lot of folks want to see where it's going to go. What you going to do? They've reshuffled the front office, Carl. What are they going to do come draft and free agency? Steve Kuhn is going to join us.
I don't know, but he'll answer that question and much more coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We are going to talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. It's been a big couple of weeks for our Hawks, who made some hires in the front office. And we've got a bunch of stuff to talk to about with Steve Konen. As a matter of fact, he's on the line. Let's get to it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Mike and I are going to be down at State Farm for the draft. Draft night, guys, as we'll find out what our Hawks are going to do. But they've been busy as of late. Steve Konen, Hawks CEO, joins us on a weekly basis. He's been gone or out of town or whatever's been going on with them, business, the last couple of weeks. And, Steve, we appreciate you jumping back on with us. Let's start, and how are you first and foremost, but let's start with the hires in the front office. A lot of people have been talking about this in the NBA. Bryson Graham from the Pelicans comes over as the team's senior VP of basketball ops. And then we hire Peter Dinwiddie as senior vice president of strategy and analytics. What's the front office structure, and how did you guys go about this process of bringing these gentlemen in?
Well, first of all, good to be back. I have been gone the last couple of weeks visiting Japan and China and Hong Kong. So,
wow.
It's been a really nice break. From you.
Interesting. Well, look, from us.
We love Puffy K.
We want to hear about that trip, but that sounds amazing. But how did you guys go about making the decision? Because I know you had a lot of candidates that you guys spoke with.
Yeah, I mean, we want to continue to build on our front office. We're Ansi Sala, who is now our general manager. We wanted to make sure he was supported and had people working with him that could help, you know, define the vision of the Hawks and bring us the talent and players that we need to compete. And we think the world of Bryson, very experienced executive. He was a general manager in New Orleans, and Peter with the 76ers, and they wanted to join us because they see what our core looks like, and we're a team on the rise, and let's not forget what a great city Atlanta is. So they are already here and doing scouting, as we've had players in all week.
So when you're looking at this this group, again, Steve, is one vision, or are you trying to get multiple ideas, as many eyes on the situation as possible?
Well, one vision, but multiple ideas and multiple thoughts. And, you know, we like to say oysters make pearl when they're irritated. Let's go mix it up and look at, you know, what we need and what we can do and what the possibility and the free agent market, the draft market, the trade market. So we're into it, man. We're into it. It's coming up really quickly.
Steve, as you know, a lot of rumors out there about what we may or may not do, what people want to see us do, potential players that could be traded. Do you think where we're at right now that this is potentially going to go down, you know, with the draft, or it's going to be a long offseason to kind of assess where we're at and what we want to do?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, you know, we've talked for years on this program that it takes two to tango. And I think for the first time, the reality of this CBA that we've been talking about with the first apron and second apron is going to cause a tremendous amount of movement. Right now, you really haven't seen any. It looks like Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee, but it looks like Kevin Durant might be on the move. And so you got to see where those pieces go. So it's literally like a giant jigsaw puzzle through the league. But I think the next week is really going to heat up. You know, when we talk next Friday, I doubt a lot has been done, but it will shortly thereafter, I think, really, really be an active trade period, because you have a tremendous amount of teams in the tax being penalized that just because they're in the tax didn't mean success. And now you look at Indiana and OKC, neither in the tax. And I think a lot of owners are saying to their teams, what are we doing? And it should be really interesting. I think we're in a great position. We've got flexibility with financials. We've got a really smart brain trust coming in. So I'm excited and looking forward to seeing what unfolds over the next 10 days.
It's our man, Steve Koonin, guys, Hawks CEO here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live from the Lazy Dog here at Perimeter. Steve, trades potentially, would a guy like Jalen Johnson be untouchable in your mind?
You know, I mean, we haven't had that kind of conversation. I think you look at our very young core, but if somebody offered us Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, do we say, I'm sorry. I think that's really not a great, you know, there's not a great way to answer that question, because I don't want, you know, Hawk CEO says nobody's, you know, untouchable. So yeah. I really don't
the
want
Hawks
to do
Hawks
that.
For life. Things,
right.
Right.
I think he's a
really
Hawk
well.
For life.
Don't make me screw it up. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Steve, let me ask you about this NBA Finals. Two small market teams. You know, we all get caught up in this. I don't. I just feel like the NBA, there's parity, and it's great. And the fact that OKC can be in this, you know, that speaks volumes where the league is. But then you say, all right, well, who wants to watch Indiana? And Mike and I said this before the finals. Like, that's the narrative, right, around the country. But the reality is, this is what it's supposed to be. I don't want to see L.A. and New York or L.A. and Boston every damn year. I want to have parity. And I think the NBA has achieved that. And I think it's only going to get better with what you're talking about with these aprons and the way teams have to spend.
We have. We'll have our seventh different champion in 7 years. The funny part is, for 14 years, I looked at TV ratings every morning, 7 days a week. And now I've got my mother asking me, why are the ratings doing what they're doing? And it's like, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, ratings are just a snapshot of a moment in time. And first of all the out-of-house watching is not reported yet. The streaming's not reported yet, blah, 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 blah. But it becomes a narrative and it becomes a headline. And I've seen, you know, our commissioner, Adam Silver, answer it elegantly but frustrated. You've got, I believe, really good basketball being played. I've enjoyed every one of the games. I've really enjoyed watching Indiana. I mean, look, let's put our sports betting hats on for a minute, Mike. They're one of the biggest underdogs in the history of the NBA. I mean, I'm sure Mike Bell is sitting there holding a golden ticket. But, you know, nobody thought Indiana would be competitive. I'm listening to a Bill Simmons podcast. He's like, yeah, I think I'll take them in five. It'll probably be a sweep. Well, it might go in five, but it's not going to go with OKC in five. That we can count on.
Right. I mean, as we said, there's some great sports being played, but no one's watching it. Speaking of the NHL, I know this isn't your neck of the woods, but Steve, it's on TNT. Would it be doing better if it was on ABC or Fox?
I'm not responsible. I've been gone 11 years.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're a hockey fan, even a casual fan, what is a casual fan? I want goals. You're averaging like 8-9 goals a game in this series. It's action. Yeah. There's everything. There's fisticuffs, and they can't buy ratings right now, literally, at the NHL.
Well, you know, the game has always struggled to translate to TV. I don't know. You have to be a person of a certain age to remember when Fox lit the puck, and so you could follow it. Well, that's exacerbating a problem right there. Why do I have these trails all over my screen? Am I tripping? No, you're watching hockey on Fox.
Hey, by the way, speaking of hockey, we had a lot of conversation, Steve.
That was horrible. Thank you for bailing me out, Mike.
No, I just took it and ran with it. But, Steve, we know that there's an arena. Vernon Krause is putting some information out there about, you know, like we're viable. And the board said, yeah, we'll do it. You know, Forsyth County is willing to, you know, get things cooking. Do you think, and this is nothing to do, I know you're a little bit maybe prejudiced towards State Farm Arena. Do you think the NHL would be cool with an arena that far from Hartsfield-Jackson?
I can't speak for them. And I also know $225 million is, you know, a very generous contribution from Forsyth County, but I think the price of arenas and teams and all of those things are wildly expensive. And so, you know, we'll see. I'm watching as intently as, you know, you are. I do think the decline in regional television, which used to be one of the most powerful economic tools a team has, and you see it now with FanDuel TV has been lifted to another tier and people have cut the cord. I think right. It's going to be a real challenge to make economics work for any kind of, you know, new building, new team. But, you know, Vernon Krause is an awful smart fella, so I'm not underestimating anybody.
Would Tony Ressler have any interest in the NHL?
Well, let me give you his number, 1-800.
No, I'm just saying, if the NHL wanted a footprint that are always pre-existing, going back to the old Phillips Arena days, and a guy with a vibrant potential real estate thing cooking, with that area is going to be pretty hopping with the Atlantic Yards. I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of fans are wondering, is that – I know that a lot of fans, you know, from the northern burbs might have a problem with it being back downtown. Just float it out there, boss.
Yeah, it's a good question. It is called Centennial Yards. But Atlantic
it's
Yards,
be amazing,
it came in second.
Atlantic Station, Centennial Yards. Yeah.
Right. If they had a baby, that's what we're building. And it's going to be amazing. I can't speak on any of those kind of things, Mike, but I appreciate you asking. It's very, very kind of you.
Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. That would be a no comment.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, thank you for that phrase, because I'm going to tell my agent next time that we're negotiating. Ratings are just a snapshot of time. I love it. Steve, you have sold me on this, and I will let my agent know that that's where we're going.
Right.
Hey, man, let me ask you about, as we're talking about the Hawks and the future and where this is going. We know that apparently the Knicks reached out. The reports were that they wanted to interview Quinn Snyder. You guys said no. But that's been the case with the Knicks reaching out to various teams. Can you just tell us about that process? Not they call and basically just ask permission? How does that work? Because
yeah, that's exactly
contract.
What it is.
Okay.
General manager calls and asks permission to the respective team's general manager, and I think the Knicks have talked to Dallas, Atlanta, Miami, Sacramento, Memphis, OKC. You can stop me anytime.
everybody.
Well, Carl, yeah. You said they called Coach Carter.
They did. They did. And the fictional Coach Carter. Yeah. Look,
and
it feels like they've called.
We
everybody.
Answer the phone and we go no, and we hang up.
And it's that simple. Okay. All right. Because Mike and I were talking about Quinn and you know, the belief in the organization about him. I'm not saying that other teams don't have the same belief, but when you deny those requests, it gives you the confidence that, hey, there's a belief here that we think we can, you know, really win big. And if you let him...
We have a terrific top coach. Why would we ever want to let him go?
Well, here's my other question, Steve. If you do, or teams allow coaches to interview, then does it become, can you top... Like, if he gets an offer, is that how that also works? And that's why a lot of teams refuse?
No, usually it would be a trade. Remember, they don't ask for permission to hire him. They ask for permission to talk to them.
Talk to him.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is not a hire. It's literally a conversation.
That could lead to something, and it didn't.
That could lead to something, but it's still the contractual rights remain with the team. And I don't know. There's some actually really good coaches out there. Taylor Jenkins, I think, is extremely talented, the former coach of Memphis. And Mike Budenholzer's won a championship, and we saw what he's done here with the best season the Hawks ever had. So I think there's plenty of opportunity for the Knicks to find somebody that'll be perfect for them, because we really could care less.
I agree.
Carl, we got breaking news right on the cusp of Steve here. The Knicks have hired Jackie Moon from the Flint Tropics.
That was good.
Hey, Steve, real quick, best part of your trip? Best part of your trip? You just got back.
The best part's getting back to Atlanta, but the best place, I was very, very impressed with Shanghai. I thought it was a very cool, very modern city that absolutely exceeded my expectations, which, you know, probably were lower than, because we all hear about, you know, what it's like. And again, I would never want to be a resident, but a visitor was tremendous amount of fun, and really with quite the incredible architecture, lovely, nice people, and it was a lot of fun. I was really, really pleased. Tokyo is a great city.
Yeah.
All of these cities are really quiet. You know, electric cars, nobody's blowing the horn. It's very, very not like the U.S. And Hong Kong is a very cool place. So my wife and I had a tremendous time. We went with some other friends, and it was the trip of a lifetime. And I'm happy to be back, and it's 13 hours difference. I would get up at 7:30 in the morning, go to my NBA app and watch the games, you know, and have a little breakfast. So it was fun, and there's no place like home.
No place.
Right on.
Steve Coonan, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. We're counting down to the NBA draft, guys. As I said, Mike and I will be down at State Farm getting you ready for that night. We'll tell you more details. Steve, have a great weekend. Thank you, and glad you're back.
All right, guys. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Hey, I had to ask, right, about the hockey. Throw it out there.
No, Mike, listen. Yeah. It's this. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's too much conversation and foresight, whether we like it or not. There's the reality. They've given the land, the money.
Right.
There's some movement there. I just think I think Steve's being reluctant because maybe there's more to it on their end. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying there. I'm talking about Tony Ressler. Then maybe, you know, they're leading on.
They still have the dimensions for hockey at State Farm Arena.
All right, man. We are live at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. We're coming back 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. We're going to get you caught up on the latest, not only at the U.S. Open. Also, we're going to talk with Grant as the Braves start a series against the Rockies tonight. Big series. We'll get into all of that, man. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.